A huge weekend. A lot of work has gone into this, as you know, or anybody that knows has been involved in the Gaeltacht, even in a county competition, but particularly in an All-Ireland competition. Huge amount of work. We set up a committee almost a year ago now under excellent stewardship of Frank McGee, long-serving club member who chairs a very excellent committee under both the Treasurer, Larry Galler, and, of course, Mary Kelly, our secretary at all levels, probably the key person in the Irish Rock Club, as you know, Tom, who does practically everything. And they worked very hard in getting where we are today. I suppose we applied for the All-Ireland Gaeltacht.
Yeah, because this weekend is a dress rehearsal, as I was saying earlier, for the All-Ireland weekend, which is coming up in June.
It is indeed, yeah. We applied way back when John Michael O'Donnell was chairman, about 2009, and it takes quite a while before you get it, but there are a lot of work and a lot of preparation goes into it. This weekend, I mean, is a great weekend, and as you said, it's a curtain raiser for us, you know, and we're starting off on Sunday at midday with the ladies' game, final between Glenfinnan and Ballinacarnica, and then on the afternoon at 2 o'clock, then there's the reserve game between Nibora and Ardra. At 3:30, we have the senior game, Ardra and Niamh Connell. And then at 5 o'clock, we have another reserve between Niamh Connell and Downings. And then at 6:30, we have Glen Swilly and Gidor.
Yeah, so a couple of mouthwatering senior games in there.
Good challenges, and of course, good local challenge there for ourselves with always a good game anytime. Plenty's now draw play and brings the crowds, and that's great, and it'll be a good test for our overall development here. We've made a huge development here, Tom. I know.
Yeah, I was coming to that as well. You know, just before we come to that, actually, we'll confine ourselves to the activities for a moment. You know, you have the finals on Monday, but you have a social scene, a social activity on the Sunday night as well.
We have indeed on the Sunday night. You see, we're up in our new ballroom there, and we'll have the question. We have
Trondheim guests,
and yeah, that's on at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 we have a Canning Gael competition. And we have a traditional Irish group playing there, and we're hoping to, as this opener, do ballroom and hoping to get our bar up and running and get sort of prepared for the event in a month's time. So that should be a good evening for anybody, and anybody's in Ardra. There's a big festival in Ardra as well that weekend, the Cup of Tea Festival, so it's appropriate. It's a traditional Irish weekend, so it's appropriate that we can gel the two together, so people have choices all over the place in our draw this weekend. Yeah. On Monday then, Tom, at 12 o'clock, we have the intermediate ladies game between our draw and Niamh Connell. And then you have the senior final, the reserve final at 1:30, the senior one at 3 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, we have an under-15 final. And then at 5 o'clock, then we have the reserve ladies game. So that's our weekend. There's a lot of stuff there, Tom, and it's a great week. I hope to God the weather improves and we have a better weekend than we have now.
Well, you heard Pascal McConnell praying a while ago, so
yeah, we'll be praying too, because we have two fields now, Cumbadiver and Martin Sweeney and his team are panicking about the fields, because you know there's terrible pressure in fields these days.
And of course, as you said yourself, it's a big weekend on the fact that we're going to see your new dressing room facilities, club room facilities. For the first time,
Tom was supposed to start way back about 2004 when actually the brainchild, and nobody could take it from him. The man behind that whole project is Gerald Gavigan, absolutely excellent club man, a brother of Martin Gavigan, Luke Gavigan, fantastic man who works tirelessly for our club behind the scenes. Will not like to be praised, but is the man that sort of pushed us to buy that land there and develop it. And you know, and just looking, I was just doing a wee quick analysis of it, Tom, before you called me there, and like over that 10 or 11 years, we spent about 1.2 million there. But look at what we have now. We have fantastic, we have floodlight there that's the envy of anybody. We have 8 dressing rooms now in the place. We have a referees, an excellent referees facility now in both places, in both on the old grounds and also on the new grounds. We have a medical centre there. we have a fantastic, you'll enjoy this, Tom. There's a lovely press room there just overlooking the whole, the two fields, and I think that, you know, it'll really go down well. You know, we've put in the lift for the disabled, you know, we have a meeting room there. We have a really fantastic facility, and Michael McMenamin is supposed to give us the ultimate accolade when he was here, when he was the development officer, when he told me that, look, it was probably the best he'd ever come across in the